Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon off a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, Brandon. I have a new claimant on the line, Kendra Kane.
Kendra Kane. Okay, got it. I'll take the transfer from here.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Kendra.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Brandon. I'll be your intake specialist today toward a claim for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Now, like I mentioned before, this is a recorded line. Are you interested in getting a claim through today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever
I
spoken
spoke
to
with
any?
Liz about it.
I'm sorry?
I spoke with Liz about it, the claim and everything, the lady
Right.
that just transferred me.
Got it. And I will ask some of the same questions as she did, but I do have to double check to verify to make sure all the information is correct, okay? Okay. Now, in the past, have you ever signed any documents with any other law firms against Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. Got it. And you would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. How long ago was this?
This happened October 21st, 2017, October 27th, 2021. I'm sorry.
27th, 2021.
Yes.
Okay, so October 27, 2021 was the date of your diagnosis. And
Yes.
can I get your date of birth?
3/18/91, March 18th, 1991.
1991. Got it. Okay, I have that down here. So, how long did you take Depo Provera for?
I started taking it around July 2017, all the way up until October 21, so I say a little over a year.
Okay, so
A
2017
year and
to
3 months.
2021, is that what you said?
I'm sorry, 4 years. Yes.
Okay, got
I
it.
have taken it for 4 years, about 4 years, from July 2017 to October 2021.
Got it.
I was on it for 4 years.
So you stopped around the time that you got diagnosed. Was it
Yeah,
because of the,
exactly.
it was mainly the side effects that brought you to the hospital, correct?
Exactly. My mental started being off. I started gaining weight, having severe headaches. I just knew something wasn't right. My mood swings was changing up, snapping on my kids.
Oh,
I just
really?
knew something wasn't right.
Right. And then did you go to the emergency room or just urgent care?
I went to St. Rose Dominican Hospital.
Oh, I see. Okay. Got it. And when it comes to
Just
the
me had a
shots,
location.
I see. And when it comes to the shots that you were taking, do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo?
No.
Okay, so you're the only one that you know around you that was,
Yeah, around me in my life, yeah.
right. Okay. Now, just to confirm, I want to make sure that it's clear. You did use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera, correct?
Correct.
Okay, got it. And you used it for about, it looks like, okay, about 4 to 5 years. In one of those
Yeah,
years, can you confirm
a
that you
little
had
over
at
4 years.
least 4 injections?
Yes,
Okay, got
because
it.
I took it every 3 months.
Right. Okay. Got that down. And yes, you did use it for a year minimum. And you said that the first time you ever used it was in 2017, correct?
Yes.
And the last time was almost right before your
October
diagnosis,
2021. Exactly.
2021. Okay, got it. I'm just going to put down the date of your diagnosis for your stop date. And who let you know that there could be a connection between Depo and the meningioma?
The doctor, the oncologist, Dr. Tracy Coe.
And that was the doctor that diagnosed you, correct? It was Dr. Tracy Cole.
Yes.
Okay, I have her name down. Is Cole spelled COLE?
No, it's COE.
COE. Okay, Dr. Tracy
Yes,
Coe.
COE. Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, for HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, thank you for that. And what is your marital status?
Single.
Single at the moment. Got it. And your first name, Kendra, is that spelled K-E-N-D-R-A?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name is Cain, C-A-I-N?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle name, Kendra?
Denise.
Denise. Okay. Is that spelled D-E-N-I-S-E?
C-E.
I'm sorry?
C-E.
Oh, C-E instead of an S-E, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So D-E-N-I-C-E. Okay. I have that correct. Now, what is your social?
500 04-2904.
Okay. 500-042904.
Yes.
Got it. And your primary contact information that I have down for your email, at least, is the best email for you, Ms. Finesse at gmail.com?
Mm-mm. Yes.
Got it. And your primary phone number, I just want to make sure I have this correct, 702-801-9521?
Yes.
Okay. Is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay. And how would you prefer to be contacted, through phone calls, texts, or emails?
A phone call or take the phone.
Okay. Got it. I'll mark down text so you at least know who's trying to contact you. And do you work during the mornings, or are you free throughout the day?
I'm free through the mornings and throughout the day.
Okay. Got it. And what is your current address?
12215 Gillespie.
Did you say 12215?
Mm-hmm.
12215. And what was the street name?
Gillespie, G-I-L-E-S-P-I-E, unit 17104, Henderson, Nevada, 89044.
89044. And is this an apartment or a house?
Yes, apartment.
Okay. What apartment number?
17104.
17104. Okay. I have that down. Now, the doctor's name, you said it was Tracy Coe, right? C-O-E?
Yes, that was my oncologist, but my gynecologist is Dr. Carla Turner.
Okay. Dr. Carla, and what was the last name?
Turner. She's Turner. The one who was giving me the Depo-Provera shots. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me put her name down here instead. And Tracy Coe, did she help you through treatment, or were you treated?
Yes, she was the one who helped me through treatment,
okay.
Helped me throughout my radiation and everything.
Okay, got it. So she was there with you throughout the radiation process,
yes.
As well. And
great woman.
Did you have the meningioma removed, or did they just go through radiation?
Yes, it was removed.
It was. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes, the radiation was the treatment for having it, was the therapy for having it removed. I'm sorry.
I see. And so how are you doing now since you did have it removed?
I can't say that I'm taking it a day at a time. It's still like a very heart-wrenching and painful thing, experience
right.
that I had to go through. But now I'm just blessed to be here, just period. I'm very grateful I'm here with my children. And I just can't complain. I'm just glad that it's something out now that can help me and other women that have been through this.
Right. And you're blessed that they're able to have it removed without any complications or anything
exactly.
like that as well.
No complications. I just thank God.
That's amazing. I can't imagine how scary that process is, especially with the procedure. And obviously, after using Depo, you used it for about 5 years. There's no way you could really understand what could be in that injection to cause something like that. And that's why the whole lawsuit exists, because they didn't make people actually informed about the shots that they were taking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So going back to Carla Turner, what hospital was she located at?
She's also at the Dominican Hospital Siena location.
It's called Dominican.
Oh, my doctor. It's called St. Rose Dominican Hospital, Siena.
Got it. Okay. St. Rose Dominican Hospital. And you said Siena?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what street was it off of?
St. Rose Parkway. The exact address is 3001 St. Rose Parkway, Henderson, Nevada, 89052.
89052. Okay, I have it right here. Got it. And you said it was the same hospital where you were treated as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second here. Okay, so this is a random question, but in the past, have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
No.
Got it. And so when it comes to your radiation, after you finished it, did you take any type of medication?
After my radiation, no.
No. Okay.
I did have a procedure, though. Mm-hmm. I had to have another surgical procedure after the radiation, a craniotomy.
Oh, I see. A craniotomy. Yeah, so, and did you ever get any painkillers or anything like that?
No.
Okay, I'll mark that off here. Got it. Now, when it comes to the medical records, did you hold on to those or are they still at the hospital?
They can be obtained at the hospital.
Okay, so you would be able to obtain them.
Yes.
Okay, and if you give the law firm permission as well, they're able to pull them, but whatever is more comfortable for you, of course. So if you did obtain mm-hmm. them yourself, would you prefer to email them mm-hmm. or just mail them?
I can mail them or email. Yeah.
Okay, got it. I'll mark that off here. Okay, mm-hmm. And my last question is if you would like to put down an emergency contact. So this is in case we're unable to reach you, anyone that you would trust to continue your case.
Yes, you could contact... It's really just me and my two kids. Like, I don't really have, I'm really trying to.
That's okay. Yeah, it's not necessary. Really, if you know that you're available most of the time, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. I'll just go ahead and put down your own email for this emergency contact then. And I want to make sure your email is spelled correctly. Ms. is M-I-Z-Z, Finesse, F-I-N-E-S-S-E.
Yes.
Okay. I have that down. Well, that was my last question for you. I'll go ahead and send this contract over. Now, these are going to be the documents for the attorney. So these are the retainers. They also allow us to pull medical records if you would like the law firm to. That being said, they should be sent over right now. Okay, so it should be in your email as well as your text.
Okay. I didn't get anything yet, but I'll be looking out for it.
Okay, let me see if this goes through here. Okay, it should send over in a couple of seconds here. So when you open these documents up, you can go ahead and put me on speakerphone. It's going to let you continue and start. You'll put a signature down as well as your initials, and I'll review that, and you should be all set.
1 second, love.
No problem.
Oh, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to somebody else. So with the doctor's sign, it says do I have to agree to receive the messages and everything?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm doing it now.
And the signatures don't have to be perfect, but they do have to be more over legible or like your normal signature. I know it's sometimes difficult on the phone. While you do that, I'm sending you a text message from my personal desk line. You said you signed it. Let me take a look here and make sure everything looks correct. And what I was saying was I'm sending you a text with the law firm's information here, so you'll be able to know who to expect the call from. Now that you have signed the documents, they will give you a call in the next 2 days here. I would give it until the end of the week to get a call from them. They'll verify the information to make sure it's all correct with you. And after that, your claim will be submitted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm sending you their information over now, and it looks like all these signatures are perfect here. So you're all set from here. I appreciate your time. Hopefully I was able to make this whole application process easy. But if you have any questions whatsoever, the number that I'm texting you from, you can give me a call or text as well at any time from 8 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time again. Hopefully I was able to make this easy. Of course.
Thank you.
Have a great night, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.